The planning conversation starts here on the Income Protection Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Cogdall and Grayson Owen.
All right, Mike, we're back. And for today's episode, we got a few things to chat about, including the upcoming Disability Insurance Awareness Month. But before we dive into that, how are things going in Northwest Florida?
Things are good in Northwest Florida, Grayson. I hope you had a good holiday weekend. To all, I hope that whether you celebrate Passover or celebrate the Easter holiday, I hope everybody had a wonderful and joyous day, because that's when we look and get to reflect. If nothing else, even if you're just a bunny person, it's okay. It's about family and friends, food, camaraderie, and all of the above. And we do a lot of those, but it's a chance to reflect briefly on just what's really important. And important in life to all of us. I mean, you know, I was just talking to a buddy today that just had, you know, pretty big surgery, and it was a little more complicated. He's fine, by the way, but it was a little more complicated than he realized. And he said, you know, all you do when you get done with surgery is first you wake up and you're groggy. And the second thing is like, thank God I'm here. Right. It was a shoulder surgery, so it wasn't near death experience, but it was a tumor. My point is then he called me this morning because he goes, you know, I just have to remember what's most important. And he's 65 and a half years of age now. So he kind of gets it. He's like, I just wanted to reach out and tell you that I was okay. Cause I called him first to double check. And he goes, you know, the most important thing in the world is what? Family and friends, your relationships with people. And even though we're doing social media, it's not always just the screen, but it's the real, you know, friends that you have and people that you count on, and they count on you for everyday living. So as we go down this path, as we near good old DI Awareness Month, let's have a conversation about DI Awareness Month for just a moment. And it is in the month of May, by the way, just so everybody knows. And if you really want to like know something that's cool in the month of May, is on May 25th. I will be 65 years of age. I've been approved for Medicare. I got my Part G. I got my prescription drug plan. And so I guess I'm set. That's a big one in May for me, too.
There you go. Well, happy early birthday to you, Mike. Yeah. And Disability Insurance Awareness Month every May. It's great. Started by Life Happens, which is a nonprofit and now a NAFA community. So very grateful that Life Happens helps get the word out and educate consumers, and also has a platform for insurance and financial professionals. And they have a lot of great marketing material. So if you're not following them on LinkedIn, YouTube, or check out their website as well, lifehappens.org, they have a lot of great stuff going on. And for us here in the DI industry, we like to take this opportunity in May to really help get the word out and encourage brokers and advisors to have the conversation with clients. And we'll also talk about why we think we could continue getting loud about disability insurance even beyond May, and to keep it going throughout the year. But before we get into that, Mike, one thing stood out at me as we were preparing for our call today. You said something that on previous episodes that was a great way to encourage brokers who might have, you know, kind of glossed over the income protection conversation, or maybe they sold disability insurance in the past, but they haven't followed up or checked in on clients in a while. And that was simply saying, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Client, I owe you a phone call. And so perhaps this month, Mike, would this be a good time to use Disability Insurance Awareness Month to kind of check in with those clients that you might owe a phone call to?
I think it's the most perfect time for our listening audience out there to do this. Again, it should be all year round, but anybody that has a book or has a substantial number of clients, and that can be from 30 to, I don't know, 500 to 1,000. So if you're doing individual medical, you may have 1,000 clients. You may have 1,000 clients, because that's an annual renewal. You don't have to be in touch with your client like a financial plan every day. So for people that do something a little different, and they're not financial planners, they're not AUM, but there's a huge world out there too. Awful lot of individual medical for all those that you love to talk about, the business owner, the entrepreneurs out there that do not have a corporate medical insurance plan. I mean, it's in the hundreds of thousands. And how many of those are just everyday run-of-the-mill families? The list is there. So if nothing else, another thing that you'll hear a cogism a lot, it's the best part-time job you can ever have. You know, so if you took an hour a day, 1 hour on a Monday, let's call it the first Monday of May, and go down and make a list. And this is a challenge to all. And tell me what you think. This is a challenge to all that are listening. Anybody 55 or under, I'm just going to throw out an age. You can change it to 50. I don't care. On your group of clients that currently doesn't own disability insurance or income protection, as you and I like to refer to it, make that list. It won't take you but an hour of 50 people. And then commit to yourself that over the course of the month of May, I'm going to contact all 50 people. And Grayson, you've just given them the opening to say it can be vis-a-vis text. It can be an email. It can be a phone call, leaving a voicemail that says, you know, hey, Bob Smith, haven't talked to you in a bit. I hope everything is well. Nothing's wrong with, and I'm going to stay on the medical insurance path. Nothing's wrong with your family medical insurance plan. It's not renewal time or anything. But, you know, I was listening to these two jokers on this podcast, and I really, really like thought of you. And I owe you a 10 or 15 minute conversation if you have time to just take my call, and we could just discuss something that I've learned that I think could be important to you and your family going forward. What are your thoughts?
I think that that is the best way to utilize Disability Insurance Awareness Month, especially if you have one of these unique practices like individual medical, but it really applies to any type of practice. Cause I'm sure if you have clients in that under 60 age demographic, there's going to be somebody connected to your client that will need income protection help and needs help with disability insurance. And many of them have no idea that these solutions are out there. So you got to pick up the phone, send the text, send the email, like Mike said. And Mike, that is a great challenge. Let's see if we can get more agents and financial professionals out there talking about this in May.
And let's go back now. So we just gave him the opening. I owe you a conversation. And that goes to 50 people. I'm pretty sure that of the 50, probably 40, 80 of your clients would respond in some way, shape, or form. Correct? I would guess, because they're your clients. It doesn't matter how tight you are, they're clients. So it's like, if you did it to me, I'd go, God, I wonder what Grayson wants. And me, I'm old school. So I'd grab my little notepad, laying on my desk, and I'd write down, you know what? Give Grayson a call back. He wants something. Not really sure what he wants. Probably wants to sell me something. I might think that too, but that's okay. So then how do you start this conversation? And you and I will say this 1,000 times, hopefully over the next few years in podcasts. It's, you know what? I just want to double check to make sure that, you know what, your risk protection package is current and up to date. And then anybody out there can tell them, anybody, any client, what that encompasses. And of course we focus on primarily the one aspect that's never covered. And today we'll rephrase it. And it's, you know what? It's your ability to earn an income, and it drives everything in your life. And I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about that. Do you have time? All you're going to get is one of two answers, right?
Yep. Yes or no.
It's great. It's yes or no. And if it's no, it's like, okay, I got you. Do you mind if I send you some information? So take another second and know what you want to do before you have that call. And that's where it's like, okay, you don't want to talk about anything about a risk protection package. I understand that, but can I just send you some quick information? And then, you know what, you, me, hundreds of people can help you send any kind of information, whether you're a stats person or you know what, you just mentioned this nonprofit. What are the two words? Life happens.
Life happens.
And that's exactly what we need to talk about. I mean, the world is forever changing every single minute of every day. And I was just telling you a little bit ago, this is a no-brainer for me. By the time I was 7 months in the business, I thought, is every person would buy this because it only makes sense. And for the amount of money that you would spend on disability insurance versus working your entire life, and I think I told you this quote today, and I think it's somewhat accurate, that if you're in the top 2% of households in America, all households, from a net worth perspective, it's like $2.5 million. So there's 98% of people that have a long way to go to live comfortably in retirement. And just think of, and we've had this conversation, what happens if there's a hiccup? Just one hiccup gets in the way and you suddenly find yourself, I can't do anything about unemployment when you're not hurt or sick. That happens to lots and lots of people. Sadly, it does. And sometimes that's hard to protect against. You just can't. But if you have a job and you become unemployed and you're perfectly healthy, you can still pull yourself by your bootstraps and go find something to do. or create something yourself, because I think everybody has the wherewithal, or almost everybody, to go do something.
Yep.
But let's take it one step farther, and you're not able to do that. What are your thoughts? You're not able, and let's just make it that you're 40 years old and you're an attorney, and you had an example that I will use that's real world, that he was an early 40s, pretty high powered attorney. And he had a stroke in his early 40s. Now, he recovered, sort of. The problem with his stroke was it screwed up his speech for the rest of his life. It was hard for him to get the words out. How many people do you think are going to use him as an attorney when he really doesn't have the ability to speak for you?
It would be very tough. And that right there is an example, Mike, of somebody who, if they have the proper coverage in place, their financial program could be sturdy, right? It's not going to be perfect now because things are changing, but it gives it a fighting chance. All those goals and objectives that the insured had or the client had pre-disability, a lot of those could stay intact. But if you do not have the right coverage as the foundation in that financial program, you're looking at a house of cards.
Well, there's a silver lining to this story, because he had $15,000 a month, tax-free, plus a group plan through his law firm. And you've never seen anybody more gracious in their life when they talk about their financial planner. Convinced was the word that was used. Convinced him to buy it. And it was the greatest convince ever. Greatest ever, because in my life, I would not have a life right now if I had not done what he told me to do.
Well, the fact that he had group through his law firm and individual coverage on top of that means he was working with a great professional who said, you know, even though you have coverage through work, you still have a gap. And it sounds like they took care of that, which is good to hear. And so that is a silver lining in this story that you're sharing, Mike. For many folks, especially on the heels of the great resignation from 2020, a lot of people went out on their own or started their own business. They've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for the right opportunity for. A lot of people took steps to make those things happen, where they became a contractor instead of a W-2 employee. So now they're 1099. And what a lot of people forget is that when you go to 1099, you're now a business owner, effectively. Even if you're tied to one company still under a contract, you're a business owner and you're not going to be on the company Group LTD, if they even offer it at all. So those folks, we also want to make sure brokers and advisors are thinking about as well, because there are a lot of self-employed individuals out there and new business owners. So we want to think about the folks who are W-2 employees or owners who have group coverage, and also those self-employed who have no coverage at all. And so just remember that even though they may have coverage in force, it might not be enough.
What was interesting, the final thought on this guy was, the final comment when we had the disability insurance talk was, God, I wish I would have never had to use it, but I'm sure glad I have it.
There you go.
That pretty much sums it up. When we start talking about what's at risk, those kinds of stories, because these are real life stories, life happens stories. It's interesting to see if you flip that really quick, Grayson, to has nothing. What do you think life would be like now? I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, that's where that financial plan is really a house of cards, because where are you pulling the money from to replace your income? Most people do not have a place to pull dollars from to maintain their lifestyle. So that story would have a completely different ending, Mike.
So with Disability Awareness Month at hand, I think, seriously, 50 people is not too many. 50 people is not too many. Make the list. And you know, if you don't do this, and it can be people that you've asked before, by the way. Don't say, oh, I brought that up and they said it was too expensive. No. Forget all of those. This is called a do-over, and you get to have a do-over on this one. And it's like, well, I just feel strongly about this, and your family, especially people with families. I thought about you and your family. That's where you really, the rubber meets the road, and it makes sense to somebody immediately. My family and I. And then you just allow people, as I've always said, you give them the opportunity to say yes. A little bit of coaching. And what I mean by coaching is education. Johnny Wooden, for those that can remember, the great from UCLA, was the greatest coach because he was a life teacher. And it's like you want to make sure that you do everything to the best of your ability and make sure that you can do things that don't get in the way or impede you from what your final goal is. And I think when you talk about family, your final goal is to not only you have a comfortable retirement, but to make sure your children also grow up and go do their own thing and don't live in your basement if you have one. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, but you get my point.
I don't think there's many basements in my area of Georgia or your area of Florida, though.
No, there's not one, so it would even be worse.
Somebody told me that if you've got a basement in my area of Georgia, it's called an indoor pool.
Correct. That's exactly what it would be. For those of you that live in the Southeast, that's a good one. But in all candor, you've got to have this conversation. You just do. And we want this to go way beyond Disability Awareness Month, way beyond. And anybody out there that takes the Grace and Mike challenge, love for you to reach out and tell us what happened. Tell us what, even if you got 48 no's, I'm okay with that because we learn as we go too, don't you think?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and I think to your point, Mike, we don't want to make this more than it is. You just want to get out there, educate the client, and allow them to make an informed decision.
Everybody should budget on their family P&L. And I know I'm really preaching to the choir today, but everybody on their family P&L, everybody runs a P&L. Profit and loss statement for your family every month. You look at the checkbook and you run a P&L. And if you're doing that every single month, there should be a line item there for this protection, this risk protection package. The 800-pound gorilla in the room is your ability to earn an income for almost everybody in the United States of America. The ability to earn an income is what drives everything.
Yep.
That taken away from you, you have to ask yourself one question. What would I do?
And most clients haven't taken the time to reflect on what actually happens if they're not able to work. And so it's as simple as asking them, hey, if you woke up today, you're totally disabled, you're unable to work for an extended period of time, what happens to your financial plan? If you're a financial planner, you probably already know the answer, right? But your clients might not have taken the time to think like, oh, the income stops. I guess I have these accounts over here. But what if they're never coming back to work? How long are those accounts really going to last? As Mike, as you said in the past, it's like most people can't go a third of a year without a paycheck. Maybe not even a month.
No, they just can't. And that's where we are today, is just this constant reminder of what's at risk. And it's not a complicated conversation to have. It's just not a complicated conversation, is what's at risk. You know, I've done a million seminars in my life, not a million, but I've done an awful lot. I'm not Tony Robbins, by the way, but I've done my share of seminars and, you know, made people smile and stuff on occasion. And I used to tell people, you know, there are people constantly that decide to clean their own gutters. Going to do a little another sidebar story. They decide to clean their own gutter, correct?
Yeah.
And so they get up on the ladder and they're on the roof and they're cleaning their gutters and they're getting the leaves out. And you know what? Guys like me shouldn't be on ladders. Not anymore. Just shouldn't be on ladders. I used to think that I was some kind of super athlete, Grayson, but now I just tell everybody I'm kind of a big klutz. It doesn't take much to fall off a ladder and maybe even have something dramatic happen to you, whether it's it could be a brain injury, hitting your head on cement. It could be, you know, the wrong fall and break your back. But what happens when that person is suddenly, I just had this experience because I, as everybody knows, I lost a friend who just fought. And now I know the exact number, 19 months before he passed of esophageal cancer. They initially gave him 1 to 5 and everybody was thinking 5. Turned out to be 19 months. So nowhere near the 5, but that's what happens in real life. And what everybody did was the exact same thing that I've talked about way back in the early 90s, is everybody gathered around the family. Everybody brought food. Everybody did as much as they could until everybody else's life gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And then there you are, just you and your family to deal with this most of the time. Everybody has good intentions, but a lot of life gets in the way for everybody else too. We are all most people intend to be very good people, and it doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you can't make a lasagna every single week when you've got band practice, basketball practice, piano, guitar, all of the above, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And I used to tell people, so if you really care about what you're going to do, and then you know what? You go to a school, and what's the school do? This is in the 90s. What do they have at school? They have a bake sale. We're going to have a bake sale for the family, right? Because you know what? Things are tight, and we want to keep the kid. Let's say the kid goes to a small private Catholic school. I'm just making up something. So we want to make sure that the kid can stay in that school, try to keep everything right. So we have a fundraiser of some kind. And back when I was a kid, I mean, somebody told me in Philly it was like beers and brats or something. I mean, well, I grew up in the Midwest where it was more just like a brownie bake sale. Anyway, you had a bake sale for a family to raise money to do what you could. And I've always told people, ain't going to be no bake sale for the Cogdale girls. Yeah. Ain't going to be no bake sale for the Cogdale girls. I brought them into this world. I'm responsible for these girls. So it's my responsibility to make sure in the event something happens that we got it figured out, that we, you know, crossed the T and dotted the I, if you will. In today's world, it's let's do a GoFundMe. And I've seen my share of GoFundMes where people that I've known suddenly had something like this happen. And the next thing you know, everybody wants contributions to the family. And it's not that I wouldn't give money to a GoFundMe, but you had the opportunity when you were healthy to take care of this. Yep. And either you didn't know about it, and that's our job is to make you aware of it, or you chose not to do it. But the unintended consequence is that great.
Well said. Very well said. I think we'll end it here today, Mike. Great conversation today. Any final thoughts?
No, I just look forward to Disability Awareness Year instead of month, because you and I are just going to keep on pushing and keep on doing this, my friend. And I think it's about time for you to go on tour.
That's right. That's right, Mike. I'm glad you brought that up. So we have two tour dates coming up, actually, Mike. I have a trip down to Florida this week where I'm actually going to be attending some meetings, but also having some fun and checking out the band Pearl Jam. I haven't seen them in concert since the year 2000. So I'll actually get to go to a rock show this week. So looking forward to that. And then, Mike, you and I have a tour date of our own. We were asked by the NABIP Atlanta chapter to come speak on disability insurance at their May 7th meeting in Atlanta. So we're looking forward to being part of that. And shout out to our friend Don Chimay for putting that together. So we look forward to being part of that meeting, chapter meeting on May the 7th.
Really looking forward to doing it. You have a great week, my friend.
And remember, financial planning starts with a risk protection package first.
And your clients are counting on you. See you on the show next time.
All right, my friend, be well.